You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Couples over 50 years old are more likely to divorce. Wife's major illness increased her chances of getting a divorce by 6%, while a husband's illness had no effect whatsoever. Previous studies show that women initiate about two-thirds of divorces. The most common age for a divorce is around 30 years old. Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is the 64th day of the year, which won't mean much to most of us, but for those of us who made a New Year's resolution, today is the day experts say it should start becoming a habit. Dr. Scott B. with the Cleveland Clinic says if you've stuck with your resolution, it's now becoming part of your lifestyle.
It takes a while to actually create new habit. We think at least 63 days is a target that we shoot for.
Although 63 days is the general consensus, one study finds it takes people 66 days to form a new habit. Some experts recommend breaking the healthy habit down into three steps. In the first 20 days, elicit help from others. The second 20, stay focused on the reason you're making the change. In the last 20 days, don't burn out or get tired, but keep your eye on the prize. Dr. Scott B. with the Cleveland Clinic says it helps to reward yourself along the way to your goal.
In order to stick with it for 63 days, sometimes it's important to know you got to stick with it for a while and to give yourself some reward or offer yourself some incentive to stick with the discomforts that you're experiencing in the early going.
Longtime animal activist and former The Price is Right host Bob Barker is applauding Ringling Brothers' decision to phase out elephants in their circus.
Glad tidings of great joy. Oh, yes, I was delighted to hear it.
Barker says the method used to teach elephants to perform often include electric shock and being beaten. Bob Barker questions why the elephants are not being immediately pulled from the circus.
I wonder, why wait till 2018? Why not tomorrow?
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the weather forecast for today starts with sunny skies and a high near 23 degrees, better than the 5 degrees we all saw this morning. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in Hunterdon County with a low around 9 degrees and calm winds. On Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 34, calm winds becoming westerly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24 and westerly winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 42 degrees and westerly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. Start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 44. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday on the Hunterdon County Chamber Internet Radio. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And we have a few good things to talk about today. And we're going to start with this weather just because, again, I want to give a shout out to all of you who know seniors in our area. The temperatures are cold. They cannot get out. They may have prescriptions waiting for them at the drugstores. They may have depleted their grocery shopping. And while we offer that service, please take care of your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors. It's very important that we look after our seniors during this time. Looks like winter is not going away very quickly, and we have had some very severe storms that have, in fact, affected our senior population. Again, also our population, people with disabilities, they also very limited ability to get out of the house sometimes, and so anything you can do to reach out to them is very, very important. I also want to talk about giving assistance to these populations that Hunterdon Helpline is in need of volunteers. We have seen an increase in the number of clients that we serve, both our senior population as well as our low to poverty income clients who are in need of various programs and services. Of course, we have our own programs and services, but Hunterdon Helpline 24/7, 365 days of the year. Our First Assist program helps everyone with whatever need, and we do need volunteers. I'm going to be talking about some of the other nonprofits as well. I did that last week on the show, but again, given what is going on in our neck of the woods with these wonderful snowstorms that I have to say look very pretty on my farm, but taking its toll on all of us, we do need volunteers as our capacity needs increase. So one of the things that we do need are volunteer shoppers to go out and shop for our clients. This is very important. People who are housebound, who cannot get out to do their groceries, who really need somebody to go shop, get their list, bring it back. One of our wonderful supporters in our community, of course, is ShopRite. They do have a wonderful system where the senior can order online and have it delivered. Some of our seniors are on a very fixed income and cannot pay the additional amounts. Also, they don't have computer access. It's a little bit difficult for them doing it the old-fashioned way to navigate some of these wonderful opportunities that a lot of our incredible businesses do offer and provide. So we do need volunteer shoppers who will take the list from the senior, go to the grocery stores, get their foods, bring them back. They will be paid for the groceries, you know, by the senior. So it's not like you have to donate your money. We're just asking you to donate your time. This list is growing. We have taken the volunteer shopper program from the Department of Seniors and Veterans, from the Department of Social Services here in our county. And once word was out that we're doing it, we have been inundated with the people who need this. We have our own clients also who would benefit from it, but the list grows probably every day by at least two people. Again, to volunteer, all you have to do is give approximately an hour and a half depending upon the grocery list, of course. But most of our seniors are, by themselves. They're not shopping for a family of six. So to spend the time to get to where they are, and we do try to match geographically, to get to the grocery store and bring it back. Also, the grocery list could be done over the phone as well. So we do try to make it as convenient as possible. But this is a huge, huge need. A huge need. Many of our clients get Meals on Wheels, and we're going to be talking about Meals on Wheels a little bit later. Fabulous service. Shout out to Regina, who's the executive director. She and her volunteers and her staff are just, you can't get better. So many of our clients will get Meals on Wheels maybe 2, 3, 4 times a week, but that is a meal. That's not all the things in between. That's not the coffee. That's not the peanut butter, the things that we eat every day, the cereals, etc., that should be in our cupboards and in our refrigerators so that we have sustenance whenever we need sustenance. Again, our volunteer shopper program needs you. How do you do it? You call 100 and Helpline at either 1-800-272-4630. I'll pause for you to run and get that pencil. 1-800-272-4630 or 908-782-4357, 782-4357. You can also visit us online at www.helplinehc.org. Please go to the button that says volunteer, click that on, give us your information, and follow through with that, and we will call you. It's very, very important that we increase the number of volunteer shoppers. So again, please, 908-782-4357. This is a wonderful way to give back. This is a wonderful way to pay it forward. However you see your efforts at being a volunteer are, you are an integral part of our community, and we need you to participate and help us with the people that are not as fortunate as we are. And we all have seniors in our family. We're all going to become seniors. So think of it that way. Very soon, some of us will be right there. We want to stay in our own homes. It's cost effective. It makes us feel better. But there are some limitations, and shopping is one of them. So again, to reach Helpline, 908-782-4357. And I'm going to be talking about Volunteer Month, National Volunteer Month, that's coming up in April. So this is a good segue to start to think about where you can be effective in our community, how you can contribute. So before I take a break, I want to also give a shout out to actually my staff, if you don't mind me saying. We have also survived this wonderful winter, and we go 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We have not missed a beat. And I don't think you realize the calls that come in, 20 to 25,000 a year from all of you who need assistance, who need help, and certainly during the snowstorms, that volume increases. Especially when the link is not running, we take those calls in for the link after hours or when they have delayed services or when they shut down for the day. And I can't tell you how many calls we get regarding the link during days like this. For instance, we had calls starting at 3 a.m. this morning for people who need that link, need that transportation, and wanted to have an update on the service and what time it would start today, given the wonderful weather. So we're going to take a break and be right back and talk about some of the other things going on. Hands Across Hunterdon is about all the agencies, the businesses, the individuals in our community who give and give and give. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show, and I've been talking about the fact that Hands Across Hunterdon is all about all of you who give back to your community in one way or the other, whether you're working for an agency, the government, a business that truly believes in social responsibility, and also our colleagues who are running the nonprofits in our area, and the individuals who are taking it upon themselves to volunteer at a variety of different organizations, again, to pay it back, make sure our community is the best it can possibly be, and that every resident here is assisted with whatever their need is. Hunterdon Helpline offers holistic, sustainable solutions for our clients who call in every day, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We've been doing this for this year, 46 years, and we don't just connect them with our own programs and services. We connect them with any program and service out there in our community and even throughout the state that would be beneficial for them and help them succeed. And we are that first point of entry. So what does that mean? If somebody calls for whatever reason, whether it's utility assistance or what have you, we can certainly connect them with our programs, but we're going to connect them with NorWestCap if they're eligible. We're going to connect them with HIAC through the Family Success Center if they're eligible for that. We believe that one solution is not enough to change somebody's lives, and all of us working together can provide, again, that holistic plan, if you will, for success. And so, because of that, we have developed with our cohorts, the other nonprofits in our area, Give Hunterdon. I spoke about this a lot last week, and I'm going to continue to do this because, again, April is coming, and that's National Volunteer Month. And we want to gear up for that very first day, April 1. I want you to start looking at what you can do to volunteer so that by April 1 for National Volunteer Month, you've got a volunteer position in place and you're helping one of the many wonderful organizations in our community. So if you go to givehunterdon.org, which is the organization we all decided to put together for nonprofits in Hunterdon, recognizing the fact that people in areas want to give back to the businesses and organizations and the nonprofits in their own community, in their own area. And so Give Hunterdon was started as a collaboration between the nonprofits in Hunterdon County. And if you go to givehunterdon.org, you will see so far the nonprofits who are part of this: NorWestCap, the the YMCA of Hunterdon County, Family Promise, Safe in Hunterdon, Hunterdon Youth Services, the Flemington Area Food Pantry, Meals on Wheels of Hunterdon County, Good News for Women, Hunterdon Helpline, of course, Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, Fisherman's Mark, NAMI, and Casa Shaw. And if you're saying, oh, I don't know what Casa Shaw is, or what is Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, well, I'm not going to tell you. I want you to go to givehunterdon.org. You will see all the different logos. All you have to do is click on one of those logos, and you will find out more about the nonprofit that you might be interested in. Okay? And when you go there, you're going to see a description of what they're about. For instance, Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One provides guardianship services to adults, typically the elderly suffering from incapacity, who have no one to serve in that capacity. Our mission is carried out by recruiting, educating, and supporting volunteers who assume this responsibility. We match a volunteer guardian with a person in need to form a partnership intended to improve and enhance the lives of both partners. In addition to this brief description, there is the capital need or the monetary need. So for Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One, their capital need is our organization can always use more funds to support our guardians and increase our ability to serve the widespread and senior population of Hunterdon County. That means donate cash, people. Our material need, a color printer scanner would be greatly appreciated. Did everybody hear that? Anyone have a color printer scanner out there? Volunteer Guardianship needs one. And they say that they run a lean operation and currently share the one scanner and have no color printer. A color printer will allow us to print our brochures as needed. To donate a color printer scanner, please call 908-788-4893. 788-4893, extension 716. And they do need volunteers. There's also a donate button, which will take you right back to Volunteer Guardianship. There's no monies that are taken out. This everything that involves Give Hunterdon is totally free, matching funds, etc. We do this as volunteers. So you can go straight to the donate button. It'll take you back to Volunteer Guardianship, or you can click on Volunteer Guardianship and go to their website as well. But you can learn about all those nonprofits that I mentioned. And the other part of it is a calendar, and we're going to get back to some of the other places. But if you click on the calendar, you also will see some of the opportunities that are going on right now to fundraise for the nonprofits. So we've got a few coming up. We've got if you click on the calendar, and I'm in. Let me see what I'm in March, and looks like something's on here. Let's see. No, nothing is scheduled for March. But coming up in April, we have the Casablanca Casino Night. And that is on April 24th at 7 p.m. And that's at the Basking Ridge Country Club. So you might want to put that on your calendar. I'm going to go to April just so you know how April looks. And April, we have... You can just, if you see a date that's highlighted, the pop-up will come up as April 24th on Casablanca night. But also below that is a listing of all the events that are coming up for the different organizations throughout the year. So you can do a calendar or you can just look below. And for instance, Salsa Night's on there for Hunterdon Helpline, and that's going to be July 18th. Starting at 4 p.m. We've got a variety of other organizations, Hunterdon Youth Services, and they have a comedy night That is on October 10th in 2015. So I'm just giving you some variety here, but if you want a wonderful evening out, if you want to be able to participate in something that's entertaining, but also something that gives back, please go to givehunterdon.org/calendar, and you'll see, or just go to givehunterdon.org and click on the calendar button, and you will see what is going on. So just to randomly, again, look at some of the different organizations. I said I would talk about Meals on Wheels because we were talking about seniors needing your help for volunteer shopping. Well, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon is amazing. They assist the homebound elderly. I'm on the site right now from Give Hunterdon. And again, once you read what organization you're interested in, go to their website as well, and you can do that through this website. They assist the homebound elderly and the disabled of Hunterdon County to maintain their independence by enhancing their nutritional health, thereby avoiding unwanted institutionalization. And that is important. The Home Delivered Meals Program offers a nationally balanced meal for homebound seniors delivered by volunteer drivers Monday through Friday. The Congregant Nutrition Program offers dining with social activities Monday through Friday at the Senior Center of Hunterdon County. Now, they also, their funding need, monetary donations are needed to purchase meals for homebound seniors who cannot afford to contribute. Meals on Wheels does, you do pay for Meals on Wheels if you can. We have a lot of our clients whose families set them up with various days, what have you, to get that meal on wheels if they need it, just to make sure that they're getting something, a good home-cooked meal, despite what they're foraging through in their pantry or fridge. So a suggested donation is $5.10 per meal. So if you want to give to Meals on Wheels, say, 5 days, Monday through Friday, then you're talking about a $25 donation. Or if you want to give a meal once a week, times that by 52, I'm not going to do it for you. Their material need is non-perishable components for their Blizzard Bags emergency meal program in the event they're not able to deliver in stormy weather. Hey guys, that must have been yesterday, okay? So what do they need in that bag so that the person who is at home has in the pantry something that they need, something in their fridge? 4 ounces of no sugar added apple juice, 3 ounces of tuna packed in water, 8 ounces of green beans, 8 ounces of Parmalat milk, and 1.5 ounces of box of raisins. So you can put together a Blizzard bag gift to Meals on Wheels so that they can distribute that, and a senior who cannot get the meal that is organized for them on a snowy day will be able to have something at home. And they too need volunteers. April 1, National Volunteer Month, so we're going to gear up for them. And you can donate once again just by clicking the donate button, and it will take you to their donation site. So, if you go to Hunterdon.org, do read what it's all about. Give Hunterdon is a fundraising platform that provides Hunterdon County nonprofits with the opportunity to educate the community and solicit direct donations. Direct donations is important because every time you go through a PayPal site, every time you go through another organization that meets out donations, they do take an administrative fee. Donating directly to the nonprofit is important. Every single dollar will go to them. Very, very important. To participate, if you're listening and you are a 501c3 and want to get in on the action for Give Hunterdon, do give us a call at 908-782-4357. We're going to take a break and come back to how you can give in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. This morning's monthly jobs report from the Labor Department is far better than expected. A total of 295,000 new jobs were added in February, beating the 235,000 that had been predicted. With that, the nation's unemployment rate fell to 5.5%. Actor Harrison Ford is on the mend today after being injured in a plane crash. Federal investigators say Ford reported engine trouble just after taking off from Southern California's Santa Monica Airport yesterday. Investigators are digging through the wreckage to try to figure out what might have gone wrong with Ford's 1942 plane. ISIS terrorists continue to destroy antiquities of cultural significance in the ancient Middle East. The Iraqi government says ISIS fighters have looted and bulldozed an ancient Assyrian city in northern Iraq. Iraq's Ministry of Tourism says the city is home to archaeological attractions dating back thousands of years, even as far back as 13 BC. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization says the deliberate destruction of cultural heritage sites constitutes a war crime. This is USA Radio News.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss. But custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-485-4408. You'll speak with a trained MD hearing aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-485-4408. That's 1-800-485-4408.
And the weather for today, sunny with a high near 23, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 9 degrees and calm winds. Partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 34 degrees, calm winds becoming westerly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24 and westerly winds between 3 and 5 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 42. Get out your sun reflectors, people, and your bikinis. My goodness, I don't remember what 42 degrees is. West winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour, and Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. On Monday, mostly sunny skies and another high near 44. Monday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 26. The rest of the work week looks like the temperatures will be above 30. And I'll give you a bonus. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. Friday mornings, 10 o'clock on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show that tries to let you know what's going on in the giving world. And the giving world is not just about nonprofits, not just about individuals. It's even about the businesses that are so supportive here in our county. All of the members of the chamber, so many support wonderful causes here in our area. They participate, they sponsor, they donate, they lend volunteers to our events. I can't say enough about them. I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of our Salsa Night sponsors who have jumped on the bandwagon to bring this wonderful event back to our summer activities. July 18th, starting at 4 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. Last year, we saw more than 4,500 people come down Main Street for the live music, for the incredible food, the wonderful vendors, and it was just a party in the street. It was just so much fun. Once again this year, ShopRite of Flemington is our signature sponsor. You cannot get better than that, and they are just absolutely amazing. We are having Jake's Restaurant, once again, sponsor the Beer and Wine Garden, and we are very appreciative of their years of participation. Unity Bank, our second-year sponsor, is back with us, and oh gosh, we're so excited. Great team down at Unity Bank, always giving, giving, giving. And we have a new sponsor just on board, the Hunterdon Medical Center Foundation. We are so thrilled to have them as one of Salsa Night's sponsors. And the list keeps growing, and it can grow with you. If you're listening and have a business, or even if you want to be an individual sponsor, please go to www.helplinehc.org, hit the Salsa Night button, read all about it, call us, email us, whatever you want to do. It's salsanight@helplinehc.org. That's salsanight, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Ask us for a sponsor form and become part of the action. It's awesome. Great way to showcase your business. We have already started with our marketing efforts, so we're already shouting out to ShopRite, to Unity Bank, to Hunterdon Medical Center and Healthcare Systems, to, did I say Unity Bank? And Jake's Restaurant. It's just wonderful, because not only does this give back, this is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline and the Hunterdon Hispanos Division, but all the things that we do here in the community, very important that we raise funds. We are reliant upon funds like every other nonprofit. We're reliant upon grants. And so to have these sponsors enable us to put on this fundraiser is absolutely awesome. So again, you too can be part of that. Again, email us at salsanight@helplinehc.org. salsanight@helplinehc.org, and get your packet. If you're a small business and say, gee, I can't do a sponsorship but would like to participate and showcase my business with a booth at Salsa Night, again, email salsanight@helplinehc.org and get the vendor forms. Like I said, more than 4,500 people showed up last summer. Department of Public Works of Flemington, shout out to them. They're amazing. Amazing. What they do for us is incredible. But they thought we hit 5,000. I'm being conservative. So, you know, you can say to yourself, well, do I want my business to be exposed to more than 4,500 people? Or I want to stay home that day? Your choice. Your choice. The fees are nominal. Again, they help Hunterdon Helpline do its thing. It helps defray the cost of the event itself, which brings a wonderful activity to our community. Makes Hunterdon County just ring with excitement. And so everybody is a winner. So when you take out a booth at Salsa Night, excuse me, you're helping us. You're helping us put on a wonderful event. And ultimately, you're helping your own business. Because people who buy here in Hunterdon want to know that the businesses that they buy from are part of the community, are an integral part of making it a wonderful place to live. And certainly all the sponsorships and the vendorships, if you want to call it that, are helpful to all of us. So Salsa Night, July 18th, that's a Saturday night on Main Street, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And again, a wonderful shout out to our sponsors, ShopRite, our signature sponsor, once again, Unity Bank, Jake's Restaurant, and the Hunterdon Healthcare Systems Foundation. Wonderful, wonderful sponsors. We are so, so pleased. And we're getting new sponsors every day. You're going to be hearing more about it. But also, they're going to come on the radio with us and tell us why it's important to them to be a sponsor of the various events that are here in our community. It's not just about Hunterdon Helpline. Many of these businesses are always, always giving. So we really, really appreciate it. And we have our live music already signed up, and we're so happy to have them. It's the Ray Rodriguez Band, and they are going to give us a good click of the heels, good time when we get out in the streets and do our thing. We're going to have entertainment in between the band playing. We already have a variety of food vendors lined up. So, and it's eclectic. You know, one of the things we keep saying about salsa night is the fact that salsa is a mix. It's a mix of a variety of different flavors. It's not just one ingredient. It's not just one thing that goes into that. And that's what Salsa Night is about. It is truly a celebration of all the neighborhoods here in our community, how we all work together. So it's not just about one group. It's not just about one culture. It's about all of us. So our food is reflective of that. We have American food, Latino food. We had Chinese food last year. I'm hoping to have that as well. Again, we're having barbecue. Oh, gosh, I can't even remember how many vendors. Again, they're coming in every day. And so food and music, live entertainment, great vendors. How can you possibly go wrong? Put it on your calendar to come with your friends, your family, for just a super, super, super time. And again, Jake's is sponsoring the Beer and Wine Garden, so we have a great time planned, as usual. And if you said, oh, I came the last couple of summers, you know, I'm going to see what else to do that night, because again, our band is new, some new food vendors, it's going to, you know, be the same but also different, so that we keep your interest and new vendors and new opportunities. So do give us a call again at 908-782-4357 if you're interested in becoming a sponsor or a vendor. You can also email salsanight@helplinehc.org. And so why do we put on these fundraisers? All of us nonprofits, because we need your help. I'm going to list some of the services that Hunterdon Helpline has. Just some of the services. Okay. We're going to start with our senior division and programs. We're talking about telephone reassurance, where we call our seniors every day. Maybe once, maybe several times a day. Very, very important, because it allows them to stay in their home as long as they need to. We have the Friendly Visitor Program and the Volunteer Shopper Program. Again, giving independence to our seniors who want to stay in their own home. We have Literacy Services, which provides one-on-one instruction in English to adult learners. Could be native English-speaking people. It could be people whose first language is other than English. We have our Work Connectivity Program, one of our newest programs, which matches our clients with employers in the area who want to hire Hunterdon County residents. Go to helplinehc.org, www.helplinehc.org. Look at the various programs and services we provide, including First Assist, which again is the point of entry for Hunterdon County's residents who need help. And what that means is they're not just getting helplines help 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We are referring and linking to all the other agencies and services in this county so that a resident gets the exact help they need. It's not about our programs and services necessarily. That might not be the answer, But how do we roll? We roll on your participation. We roll on your funding. So check us out, www.helplinehc.org, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And thank you for listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I hope that what I tell you is informative. I hope telling you about the other nonprofits in our area gives you a good understanding of the services that are out there. So very important. I started the radio show in terms of the weather and what's happening, particularly with our seniors during these storms. It's hard on all of us, but it is, as I said before, very difficult for our seniors. And I do want to give a shout out to the other organizations that are helping during these winter wonderland moments. Trying to be very positive. You know, my farm looks gorgeous, but oh my gosh, the amount of work and effort, the amount of shoveling and everything else. So what happens when this occurs? Hunterdon Helpline gets more calls for utility assistance, people who are running out of oil, people whose electric bills are reaching sky-high proportions and they cannot pay it. If you look at givehunterdon.org, you'll see not just Hunterdon Helpline providing utility assistance, but Norwest Cap. Our phones are ringing off the hook because this winter has been terrible. You know, the colder it is, the more we need utilities, the more we run that electricity, the more propane, the more gas, the more oil. Oil is a problem. It's a huge problem trying to get funds for oil. Again, we can talk about the HIOC, which is distributed through Family Success Center. That's for oil, Joe for oil nationally. No, there's no funds. There are no funds. And I don't believe that's because there's no money out there to fund these oil assistance programs. If people know that we need this money, I'm sure they'll dig into their pocket and send in donations for oil. You can obviously donate at Norwest Cap, designate those funds. You could certainly donate to Helpline and designate those funds. Family Success Centers, coordination of the HIOC program, which is a group of Hunterdon area clergy who contribute money towards oil every year. But they can only do so much. You know, we can't rely on the same old people and the same old organizations to constantly give. It is very, very important that those of you who may not have been contributing start to think about it. Start to realize that, you know, there are people out there who, you know, just a year ago were fine, everything was okay, but they lost their job or they were hit hard with a medical problem. And suddenly, there goes the mortgage payment, there goes the electric bill, there goes so many different things, or their car needs to be fixed in order for them to get to work to pay the bills. So many organizations in our county are providing assistance, but they need to be helped by you. Again, if you could go to givehunterdon.org, you will see a group of Hunterdon County organizations that need your help. We're talking once again about Norwest Cap, the YMCA of Hunterdon County, which just gives and gives child care, all kinds of assistance to people who are in need. Family Promise. We work with Family Promise probably, oh my gosh, you know, at least twice a week, trying to find solutions for people who have lost their housing, families that have lost their housing. Safe in Hunterdon, domestic violence, Hunterdon Youth Services. Our youth are so important. If we don't help them in the middle of a crisis, you know, what's going to become of them later? These helping hands are so, so important to get people on the right track. The same with CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties. We've got, as I've already said, the Family Area Food Pantry. I spent quite a number of hours at the pantry, both the Flemington Area Food Pantry in Flemington, but also the food pantry of Fisherman's Mark in Lambertville. I did that 2 weeks ago. I just sat there and wanted to see what goes on there, you know, who's going there. It's all of us. It was unbelievable. You know, it didn't matter about race or ethnicity. It didn't matter about age. I was amazed at the age range. I was amazed about the cultural diversity. We all need help. And in both those places, It was just amazing that people could walk out with grocery bags filled. Do they buy this food? They wait for you to contribute. You can bring food to the food pantries. You can help. There are about four organizations besides the churches in our area that do this. Please, you know, Google it. Find out how you can help. Again, you can go to Give Hunterdon, and you can click on the Flemington Area Food Pantry or Fisherman's Mark and find out how you can contribute during those to those pantries. Very, very important. The Drug Awareness Program of Hunterdon County, great institution of our area, has been helping for years and years for people with alcohol, drug abuse issues. Wonderful program that connects to all of us, again, for a holistic approach. NAMI of Hunterdon, one of our favorite MCs here on the radio station, Larry Cartwright, who's president of NAMI in Hunterdon, which is part of the nationwide organization, and it seeks to improve the quality of life for people with mental illness. Please go to this site. Please help our nonprofits in the area, particularly at this very difficult winter, because it puts its toll on all of us. It's about the shoveling. It's about not being able to get to the food pantry in weather like this. It's about not having transportation if the link has to shut down because of the winter. And many of these organizations can help. Volunteer Guardianship One-on-One has a huge event coming up in March, and it's going to honor Rabbi Evan Jaffe of the Flemington Jewish Center here in Flemington for all the hard work that he has done for our community. That's a great way of giving back. Volunteer Guardianship allows our seniors who are incapacitated to be as independent as possible, have somebody who can navigate the system for them and make sure that they are healthy and financially okay. I can go on and on, but I'm going to have to do it the next time around. So again, if you're looking to assist, Helpline's website is www.helplinehc.org. We've got a variety of things going on, but also if you want to see what else is out there to give to, please remember to go to givehunterdon.org. Again, I'm Susan Lax, host of Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here every Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and I'm glad that you've been listening in. We appreciate that, and hopefully you have learned more about the nonprofits and the needs in our area by listening in. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. This morning's monthly jobs report from the Labor Department is far better than expected. A total of 295,000 new jobs were added in February, beating the 235,000 that had been predicted. With that, the nation's unemployment rate fell to 5.5%. Actor Harrison Ford is on the mend today after being injured in a plane crash. Federal investigators say Ford reported engine trouble just after taking off from Southern California's Santa Monica Airport yesterday. Investigators are digging through the wreckage to try to figure out what might have gone wrong with Ford's 1942 plane. ISIS terrorists continue to destroy antiquities of cultural significance in the ancient Middle East. The Iraqi government says ISIS fighters have looted and bulldozed an ancient Assyrian city in northern Iraq. Iraq's Ministry of Tourism says the city is home to archaeological attractions dating back thousands of years, even as far back as 13 BC. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization says the deliberate destruction of cultural heritage sites constitutes a war crime. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-476-0793. 800-476-0793.
Tech companies are among the hundreds of firms asking the U.S. Supreme Court to declare a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. In a friend of the court brief filed Thursday, 379 companies, including Google, Facebook, Apple, and Hewlett-Packard, told the High Court that inconsistent marriage laws nationwide create what they termed a fractured legal landscape. We are already into March, and spring break travel time is getting close. Janine